بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to open and lighten our hearts to what we're going to hear tonight and act upon what we're going to learn tonight, and to continue what we spoke about last Thursday, in which we said we'll be talking about the faults and the diseases of the tongue. This tongue that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that what makes people enter the hellfire is this tongue. What makes the people enter the hellfire is this tongue. And sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, whoever guarantees what's between his beard, which is his tongue, and what's between his thighs, which is his private part, I guarantee them paradise. The tongue. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, every morning, every day, the limbs and the organs will call out to the tongue. Your hands, your legs, your thighs, your stomach, your eyes, your ears, all your organs will call out to the tongue and say, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا. All your organs will scream out to the tongue and say, fear Allah in us. فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكَ. We are just a follower of you. If you go straight, we go straight. And if you go astray, we go astray. So fear Allah in us. The tongue. The tongue, one word will come out of the tongue of a person, will make all his body commit haram. He'll make his eyes commit haram, his hearing commit haram, his hands commit haram, and his legs commit haram. One simple word could come out of that tongue, will destroy every single organ in his body. So every morning, the sun rises, and every new day, the organs and the limbs, the hands, the legs, the eyes, the ears, the head, the stomach will call out to the tongue and say, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا. Fear Allah in us. Fear Allah in us and have mercy on us. فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكْوَى. Just a follower of you. فَإِنْ اسْتَقَمْتَ اسْتَقَمْنَا. And if you go straight, we go straight. وَإِنْ عَوَجَسْتَ عَوَجَجْنَا. And if you go astray or crooked, we go astray and crooked. The tongue. There's a lot of diseases from behind that simple meat in your mouth. The tongue. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he describes the true believer, man salima al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The true believer and the true Muslim is that Muslim that the Muslims are, is that the Muslims are free from his harm of his tongue and his hands. Al Muslimu man salima al muslimuna bi lisanihi wa yadihi. The true Muslim is that Muslim that does not harm the Muslims with his tongue and his hands. And there is more harm in the tongue than there is harm in the hands. One word, ikhwani, one word could be sharper than a sword. The tongue. And one of the main diseases that occurs on that tongue, one of the main defects and faults of that tongue, one of the main things that lead people to the hellfire from that tongue, it's a disease. Unfortunately, I'm very sorry, widespread among people, and among Muslims and among believers and among religious people and among even scholars. Backbiting and slandering. An unfortunate thing, a disease widespread among Muslims. It's called al-ghiba or al-ghiba. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, O Prophet of Allah, and could you explain to us what is backbiting? Define to us what is backbiting. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ مَا يَكْرَهُ. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined slandering and backbiting in the best definition, in which he said, backbiting is to mention, and listen to me, it's to mention your brother. And when you say your brother, that includes your sister. It's to mention your brother in what he hates to hear. That's what backbiting. Very simple. There is no need for you to ask someone, did I say this word, is it backbiting? I'm confused if I backbited someone or not. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam simplified backbiting in the most simplest way. Backbiting is to mention your brother or your sister in a way they hate. It's to mention your Muslim brother or your sister in anything they hate. And what do they hate? Is what you hate. What you like, what you hate people to say about you, is what you hate to mention about your Muslim brothers. What you don't like to hear about yourself, is what your other Muslim brothers and sisters don't like to hear about themselves. What you don't like to be mentioned on a ton of people out there, is what your other Muslim brothers and sisters don't like you to be mentioned on their tongue. So one of the companions asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, well, Prophet of Allah, if this is backbiting, how about if we say something about this guy or this brother that we are speaking about and this thing that we are saying is true? How about if we say something that's true? So sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, if you say something about your Muslim brother or your sister that's true, that's backbiting. And if you say something about them that's not true, that's a false, and it's worse than backbiting. Buhtan. And buhtan is worse than backbiting. Accusation of false. That's worse than backbiting. So backbiting is not, wallah, it's true. Wallah, he's an idiot, it's true. Wallah, you know, he's fat, it's true. Wallah, he's bakhil, it's true. You know, I could say it. He's selfish, it's true. He's this, it's true. He's that, it's true. Since you know your Muslim brother doesn't like to be mentioned that way, then it's haram on you to mention him that way. No matter what it is, even if it's true. Ikhwani, backbiting is not a small thing. It's one of the major sins. Extremely major. It's something that Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Prophet extremely hate. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And do not backbite one another. Do not slander one another. And then Allah described that evil action as, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرَهْتُمُوهُ. Allah described backbiting one another, especially a brother to a brother and a sister to a sister, or a brother to a sister or a sister to a brother. Backbiting one another, Allah described that, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرَهْتُمُوهُ. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of the dead body of his own brother? That's what backbiting is. Backbiting is eating the flesh of the dead body of your own brother. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even said it. There are two hadith about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. One of those hadith is one of the reason that this verse was revealed. It's been narrated that alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he used to go on an expedition, he used to get two rich companions and combine one poor or a second poor companion with them, so they could share with him and he shares with them. And Salman al-Farisi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was one poor companion that was combined with two rich companions. And they asked him, and it was his duty to cook for them. So he did not get the opportunity to do so. So they asked him, what's their food for us? He said, there's nothing. So they told him, go to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and ask him to give us from the leftover food that he's got. So he went. When Salman al-Faris left his two companions and arrived to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, on the way, those two companions, what did they say? If this guy goes to the well, he'll make it drown. He'll make it dead. He'll make it dry. And they backbited him. You know, this guy is very, he's got a bad luck in him. He's got a bad luck in him. Yani that backbiter, they mentioned him in a way that he hates. No one likes to be spoken about like that behind their back. They said, if this guy gets to the well of water, he'll make that well of water dry. So when Salman al-Farisi, he didn't hear that. They said that behind his back. So when Salman al-Farisi arrived to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and told him, O Prophet of Allah, could we have some of the leftover food that you have for my companions that are left behind? So alayhi salatu wasalam told him, they already ate. Tell him they already ate. So Salman didn't know what's the story. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he knows what goes on. He's got the revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. Jibreel tells him what goes on and what doesn't go on. So Salman went back to his two companions, said, the Prophet said, you already ate. So they didn't understand, so they came to the Prophet alayhi salam and said, oh Prophet Allah, but Allah didn't eat. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but Allah, I could see the blood of the meat on your tongue. So they said, the Prophet Allah, but Allah didn't even eat any food. He said, didn't you just backbite your own brother? Didn't you backbite your own brother? You already ate his flesh. Do not backbite anyone. Backbiting a Muslim brother, it's eating the flesh of your Muslim brother. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Backbiting a Muslim brother is eating the flesh of your Muslim brother. Another incident happened with Ma'iz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was that companion that had fallen into a sin. He had committed adultery and came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to confess that sin and to ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive him. And he repented to Allah Azza wa Jal. So he confessed. And when he came to confess, he said, O Prophet Allah, I did such and such and such. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to apply the penalty 100%. So he said, maybe you kissed or you touched. He said, O Prophet Allah, I did adultery. So the Prophet, told him, maybe you just looked or maybe you just touched. He said, O Prophet Allah, I committed adultery. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam keeps on saying, maybe he did this, maybe he did that, until he said, O Prophet Allah, I did this and that and this and that. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam applied the penalty of death on him. So when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam stoned him and applied the penalty of stoning on him for committing adultery when he was married, two companions that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam heard said, what's wrong with this guy? He went and uncovered himself and he got stoned like how the dogs get stoned. And he got stoned how the dogs get stoned. And the Prophet heard that. And he got so angry. And while the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is walking, he saw a dead donkey. A dead rotten donkey on the ground. So he called those two. He said, where is Fulan and where is Fulan? He called those two companions who spoke that and said about that companion, he's been stoned like how the dog gets stoned. And when they came, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told them, eat from that dead rotten donkey. So they said, O Prophet of Allah, how could you ask us for such a thing? He said, eat from that dead rotten donkey. They said, O Prophet of Allah, it's so disgusting and stinking, how could we eat such a thing? He said, well, you ate even something worse. You ate the flesh of your Muslim brother. By Allah, he's in the paradise right now, flowing with the rivers of the paradise. For what he said about him, he's been stoned like how the dog gets stoned. He just ate something worse than the donkey's dead body. He just ate something worse than the meat, did the donkey's meat. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِتُمُ. Does one of his like to eat the flesh of his Muslim brothers and you hate it? أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِتُمُ. Does one of his love to eat the dead flesh of his Muslim brother and you hate it? Backbiting. Backbiting, ikhwani. It's a disease. A disease with a great punishment. A disease that spread within us that we don't even realize. And we don't even realize how sometimes we even might backbite people without us realizing. Once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the house of Aisha and he started to praise Safiya, one of his wives. He started to praise Safiya, one of his wives, in front of his wife Aisha. So Aisha got so angry, so jealous. She got jealous for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praising Safiya in front of him. So she said, "Da'ha fa'innaha qasira." Leave her, what do you care about her? She's a short woman. So the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got angry. And he said, "Ya Aisha! Ya Aisha, by Allah in which my soul in his hands, you had just spoken a word. If you wanted to mix that word with the ocean, would have mixed with it. That's how big that word you just mentioned. If you wanted to bring that word and mix it with the ocean, it will mix. The ocean will stink like that word. The ocean will look like that word. That's how bad this word you just said it. For what? She just said, leave her. She's shorty. She's short. And the Prophet ﷺ got angry. He said, by Allah, you had spoken a word. If you wanted to mix that word with the ocean. With the ocean. What could you mix with the ocean? Nothing. As much as you put into the ocean is much more than that thing that you put. But if you slander someone, that word could mix with the ocean. One word could rotten an ocean. One word could stink an ocean that you backbite your Muslim brother and sister. So she said, by Allah, from that day, I would not even accept to backbite or slander anyone, even if this whole world was given to me or this or that was given to me. Massive, great, backbiting someone. It's a big thing. It's not something that I could backbite someone and be pleased at the end of the day. You just ate the flesh of your Muslim brother. You just ate the flesh of your Muslim sister. And you can't be forgiven unless you ask for the forgiveness. Have you heard what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam told the companions, do you know who is in the state of bankruptcy? Who's bankrupt? So they told him, a Prophet Allah, the one that's in the state of bankruptcy or bankrupt is the one that's got no dollars or hasn't got sense. La dirham wa la dinar. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, wrong. But the one that's bankrupt or in a state of bankruptcy is the one that comes in the hereafter with prayers. Comes in the hereafter. Comes in the hereafter with fasting, with zakat that he did, with good worship that he worshipped. But he had oppressed this person and spoke about that person and took money unlawfully from that person. So they'll start taking from his hasanat, take from his hasanat, take from his hasanat until he's got no longer hasanat left and the people still want to take their rights back from him. So he'll start taking from the sayyat until he'll be thrown in the hellfire. Backbiting, slandering, saying things about people that's not true, or even saying things about people that's true, but people hate to hear it. Who are you to judge these people? And what do you get out of backbiting? There's only one reason. You're either jealous from them, or you hate them. And you hate people because you're jealous from them. And you're jealous from people because you hate them. Why are you backbiting someone? What's your benefit to speak about someone? You just want people to hate him? Or want people to hate that person? Didn't you hear about what Allah Azza wa Jalla said? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةَ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لُعْنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Haven't you heard what Allah Azza wa Jalla said? That there is ones who love the fahisha to be spread among the believers that were cursed in this world and the hereafter. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And they have a severe punishment in the hereafter. There is ones who love to destroy the brotherhood and the friendship of the believers are those ones who Allah curses in this world and the hereafter. It's a backbiting to mention your Muslim brother or sister in something that they hate. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended to the heavens at the Isra wal Mi'raj, he went past the people of the hellfire. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the scenes that he saw in the hellfire. And he says, he saw people with long nails, nails from iron, scratching their faces and their chests. And then he asked Jibreel, Oh Jibreel, who are those people? And what are those people doing? So he said, they are the backbiters. They are those ones who used to backbite. They are those ones who used to slander. They are those ones who used to sit down and talk about others. They are those ones who used to sit down and make fun of others. They are those ones who sit down and talk about other Muslim brothers and sisters and accuse other Muslim brothers and sisters in things that they did not even do. They are those ones. Long nails from iron scratching their faces and their chest. They are the slanderers and they are the backbiters. They are those ones who entertain themselves by talking about others. Who entertain themselves of laughing at others. Who entertain themselves and looking down at others. Well, that's their punishment in the hereafter. Severe punishment. Severe punishment for backbiters. For slanderers. Dhikruka akhaka ma yakra. To mention your Muslim brother in something that your Muslim brother doesn't like to hear. What you don't like people to speak about you is what others don't like you to speak about them. Simple and easy. Then say it about them and let them not say it about you. Very simple. But to give yourselves the excuse to backbite someone or speak about someone or slander someone or say something about someone or mentioning something about someone, even if it's true, you have no right to say it. And if you do say it, then wait for a severe punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Slandering, backbiting. It's not an easy thing. Spread, widespread among males and females, among youth and elders, among religious people and non-religious people. And there are people backed by others under the name of the deen, thinking they are getting closer to Allah, thinking they are doing a favor to the Muslims, thinking they are preaching to Allah Azza wa Jal, but backbiting a scholar, or backbiting a da'i, or backbiting fulan, or backbiting fulan under the name of Allah Azza wa Jal and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, there's no excuse for that. Backbiting, slandering, a major sin. A major sin. And it's not the quality of a believer. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the believer does not backbite, and the believer is not a namam. And a namim and a namam is to spread words among people. You hear something from someone, straight away go to this person. And say this, I straight away go to that person. And just spread what people say. And worse than someone that backbites. This person, the imam, he sits down in a gathering of people that backbite, and then he goes to the person that he just spoke about and says, fulan and fulan just spoke about you. Not only he backbited, but he even caused fitna among the believers. Not only he backbited, but he even caused mischief and corruption among the community. That's an imam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لا يدخل الجنة الامام. An imam, someone that's in the namima, does not enter the paradise. Someone that's into the namima, someone that loves to spread the word among people for the sake of corruption and mischief and breaking the friendship and the brotherhood and the sisterhood between people, well, this person will never see the paradise. لا يدخل الجنة النمام. An imam does not enter the paradise. And the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ليس المؤمن بالنمام. The believer is not an imam. The believer is not an imam. He does not spread what people say for the sake of corruption. Does not spread among people to break the friendship and the brotherhood and the sisterhood. And no one has the right to make namima. Once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went past a grave. He went past the graveyard and he saw two graves. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two of them are getting punished. And they're not getting punished for something major. They did something, but the punishment is so big into something that we might think is small. He said one of them never used to purify himself after he used to go to toilet, and the other one used to backbite and slander. The other one used to backbite and slander. Another hadith, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "Arba riba." The worst of riba is to backbite a believer. The worst of riba is to backbite a believer. Backbiting, slandering. My brothers, my sisters, it's not an easy thing. We probably have it in our daily life. If one of us just sits down and think about, have I really backbited someone today? I'll probably realize I backbited at least 10 or 20 people. 10 or 20 people is I backbited them. 10 or 20 people that Allah is going to ask me about the night after. 10 and 20 people that Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to judge me for. Backbiting. There are certain matters that you are allowed to mention what someone does for the sake of the good of the believers. Like someone who is well known to be Nassab, for example. Someone who's a thief. Someone who's a thief and he steals from people. And he's someone that's going to deal with him. It's your job to tell him, listen, this person is such and such and such, and then deal with him. And you say what's truth. Do not ever exaggerate and make this person from a thief into adulterous, into someone that did this and someone that did that. You say what's got to be spoken and that's it. To warn someone about someone for the sake of the good of that person, it's permissible. To witness in front of a judge for a criminal that did a crime. To witness in front of a Muslim judge for a criminal that did a crime and that criminal did not repent and is causing mischief on earth, it's not backbiting. When your testification or your witness is taken, these are sometimes or they are acceptable. To sit in front of a judge on any occasion and to be asked a question about someone, it's your duty to speak. If there is just ruling, of course, an Islamic ruling, or even if it's not Islamic, but it's a just ruling. A just ruling that there is a benefit for the community and there is a benefit for the people. A just ruling. And unfortunately, not many justice there is around. When it comes to things like that, you are allowed to mention someone. When you come to describe someone with something, a description that you know that this brother does not get upset from, for example, it's that tall brother or that short brother or the brother with this looks, and you know this brother does not get upset and he did not say it with the intention of disgracing him, it's all right. But if you know this brother gets upset, then you have no rights to mention it. And even among us sometimes as youth, we make fun of someone just to get a laughter, but I know deep inside that this brother is upset and I still do it. But ya akhi, this is haram. Haram! It's a major sin. He just committed a corrupt, he just committed a major sin like every other sin out there. Who allowed you to say that? Who allowed you to do that? You can't make fun of anyone. You can't say anything about anyone like that. And subhanAllah, unfortunately, comes from us sometimes. Let's monitor a ton. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna bilisanihi wa yadih. The believer and the Muslim is that one that keeps his harm away from the Muslims by his tongue and his hands. Keeps the harm of his tongue and keeps the harm of his tongue away from the believers. Keep your harm away from the believers. Don't harm your Muslim brothers. Don't harm your Muslim sisters by words that upsets them. Don't harm your Muslim brothers and sisters by things that now upsets them. Keep away if you're a true believer. Keep away if you're a true believer. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. The Muslim is the brother of other Muslim. The Muslimah is the sister of another Muslimah. La yadhlimhu, wa la yaghdhilhu, wa la yahqirhu. Does not oppress him. Does not let him down. Does not turn his back away from him. Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa aradakum haramun alaykum. كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam delivered his last sermon, في حجة الوداع, he said, your wealth, your blood, your ird, your chastity, it's haram on you and haram on everyone. It's haram on you to speak about the ird of another Muslim brother. It's haram on you to take the wealth of another Muslim brother. It's haram on you to touch or injure another Muslim brother. The way it's haram in Mecca and the way it's haram at that month, the month of Ashur al-Haram. It's haram. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام، دمه وماله وعرضه. The blood of a Muslim, the wealth of a Muslim, the chastity of a Muslim, the dignity of a Muslim is haram on every other Muslim. Everything is haram on every other Muslim. He can't take the wealth of another Muslim. He can't touch the blood of another Muslim. He can't speak about the ird of another Muslim. بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم. It is haram and enough haram and evil to look down at your Muslim brother, to disgrace a Muslim brother. Backbiting comes from the tongue. Few words will destroy your hasanat. Few words will make it to the hellfire. Few words will destroy your iman. Few words will destroy your life. Watch what you say and watch what you talk about other people. If it's not good, keep away from it. And if it's good, mention it or keep quiet. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah and whoever believes in the hereafter, if you say you're a believer and you claim to be a believer, then say good or keep quiet. Say which is what is good or just keep quiet. A believer only says what's good and what's good for him and for the Muslims and for the community and Islam, or keeps quiet. That's the true believer. Look at yourself. Monitor your tongue and watch what you say. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. May Allah 'azza wa jalla reward you all for listening. Take what you've heard and inshallah implement it from now. Jazakumullah khair.